A former McDowell County deputy involved in an accident last February that claimed the life of a young girl pleaded no contest on Monday to misdemeanor charges of reckless driving and death by vehicle. Investigators said Brandon Watson was traveling on Interstate 40 en route to a domestic disturbance call when he slammed his cruiser into the car carrying 2-year-old Kennedy Fry and her family. The little girl died. Investigators said the deputy was driving without using flashing lights or a siren. He was traveling at more than 100 miles per hour. Watson received a 45-day suspended sentence, placed on 2 years probation, ordered to perform 100 hours of community service. He was ordered to pay $8,335 in restitution for funeral expenses and to surrender his driver's license for a year. Watson, who has resigned from the sheriff's department, spoke before sentencing, saying he was very sorry from the bottom of his heart and there was nothing he could say that would bring the little girl back. Kennedy's father, David Fry, was given the opportunity to speak to Watson during the hearing. He said, quote, "I hope and pray every time you close your eyes at night, you see my daughter's face and you see my family's blood on your hands. You took her life by being stupid," end quote. As part of his sentence, Judge James Baker said the 21-year-old Watson must spend 25 hours of his community service time speaking to civic groups, school groups, and other organizations about the dangers of speeding and reckless driving. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.